Hello, and welcome to this episode of Cargo Facts Connect, the podcast of Cargo Facts, the newsletter of record for the air cargo and freighter aircraft industries for over 40 years. I'm Jeff Lee, editor of Cargo Facts, and it's Monday, the 11th of March. At the end of last week, I went up to Tianjin in northern China to see the first A321-200 P2F conversion to be done and redelivered at the Haita facility there. Haita Tianjin also took the occasion to mark the groundbreaking for the next phase of its expansion, as well as the company's 15th anniversary. During the event, I had a brief chat with Haita Tianjin's general manager, Ivan Chin, about these milestones. Ivan, we're here in your hangar. We just finished your celebration. So first of all, congratulations on your 15th anniversary. Can you believe it's been that long for Haita Tianjin?
Oh, yes. It's the 15 years since establishment and 10 years of operation. And I've joined Haita in 2018. Mm. It's exactly 6 years for me in Tianjin. I come from Singapore, mm-hmm. and I am enjoying my career shift to Tianjin and seeing the growth of the company. So it's a great milestone for me as well.
Great. I mean, and we just saw your first A321 EFW P2F conversion. And of course, you've been doing 737-700s and 800s for IAI as well.
Right.
So what's or how important is the freighter conversion business for Haita Tianjin?
Okay, first of all, for Haita, our operations for 10 years, we have moved from light sea checks, progressing to heavy sea checks and end of lease checks. And cargo conversion itself for this business is a very strategic decision. Because we need to have a mixture of work, and the type of work is important to us, because in our area, we have seasons in the maintenance. For example, during the Chinese New Year season and during the summer period, it's the high peak season for airlines, while it's the low period for MROs. So traditionally, we will need to find work to fill up these empty slots. So with the cargo conversion, it's actually let us secure a continuous flow of work, regardless of whether it's a low or high period, and it's constant flow of workflow for us, and it's a highly repeatable kind of processes. So our mechanics and engineers will be able to perform better and better with high efficiencies, specializing in the particular areas that they are performing the work on. So a good mixture of work plus the mixture of domestic and international work is also very important to us. So since 2 years ago, we have achieved more than 60% of our work being international. Mm-hmm. So for the conversion, it helps us in terms of the low period work, and also it enhances our capabilities in terms of the structural, and also it brings us our customers confident in us in terms of structural heavy maintenance. If we can perform cargo conversion, they will have no worries sending structural heavy maintenance to us.
Mm-hmm. That's a good point, because we've seen other MRO facilities, now that the pandemic is behind us mostly, they've kind of shifted back towards other MRO work and sea checks as opposed to freighter conversions. So the fact that you're actually growing in this segment is good news for both the conversion providers as well as the freighter operators. And we were talking a bit last night, weren't we, about how Haita Tianjin is one of the very few sites that is doing both Airbus narrowbody and 737NG freighter conversions.
Yes.
So we're here today not just to celebrate the redelivery of the first A321 P2F, but also the groundbreaking for your third phase expansion. Tell me a little bit about that.
Okay. For our expansion plan, as we mentioned earlier, we are among the few MROs that can concurrently perform the conversions, cargo conversion on two different platforms, namely the A320 series and the 737NG families of conversion. That actually have a lot of this repeatable work that we are looking at. And for the third phase expansion, that is exactly where we are looking at expansion to cater for the growth, especially in the 320-321 cargo conversion market. As you know, during the COVID, the Boeing series, the 737 NGs, they were actually the boosting and a lot of conversions being done. Now they have come to a matured kind of situation, and we are seeing lesser and lesser fleet stock available for conversion. Also, the market has come to a normalized kind of situation. But however, for the 320-321, it's just been released in 2020, I mean the STC. Mm-hmm. So it's a good market for the 320 to capture. Especially, there is a natural choice for the replacement for the 757. So there are still a lot of freighter operators that are very keen in the 321, especially platform for their cargo conversion. So the third phase hangar for us is a natural expansion and growth for us to expand into this future business with the cargo conversion.
Right, and it will be the same size as the one we're in right now?
Okay, the current size we have is the 3 plus 1. It's a one hangar, three maintenance bay and one painting. Mm. So it's divided by that wall. But for the new hangar, it's exactly mirroring the three bays. Mm-hmm. So we have three additional bays with the new hangars, which will be operational by middle of next year.
Okay, great. Well, congratulations again, and we look forward to your growth with all the freighter conversions. Thanks again, and congrats.
Thank you. Thank you, Jeff, for taking time to be here at location in Tianjin.
Thank you.
We appreciate it.
That was Ivan Chin, General Manager of Haita Tianjin, joining me in Tianjin. And that's all the time we have today. For more coverage of the freighter aircraft market, visit cargofacts.com. Thank you very much for tuning in, and join us again next time.